You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You know what that means, folks. The current intercontinental champion of the world, the Hollywood megastar, and Cleveland Browns fan, The Miz, calling us up right now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What's up, champ?
Nothing much, man. You know, just sitting here in Hollywood, 75, sunny, beautiful day out, hanging out with my dogs, and living like the Hollywood lifestyle that I enjoy.
Miz, I want to congratulate you, Intercontinental Champion.
Thank you very much. It's one of those type of championships that I always enjoy having. Like my heroes back in the day, like Shawn Michaels and Mr. Perfect had it. Now I get to make it even more relevant than it ever was.
For the third time, you are the Intercontinental Champion. The white belt, you have the white suit now. Now, yesterday we were talking a little bit as you turned your back on the show due to flight, you know, troubles, what you said on you know, WWE.com. But we've all decided that since there isn't a football team in Hollywood, you can still be a Cleveland Browns fan.
I agree with you. You know what I mean? Like it's the little things that you can do that you can bring back to your hometown. And so, you know, I'll still be a Cleveland Browns fan. I mean, obviously Los Angeles doesn't have a football team, so I enjoy a good football team, and I think the Cleveland Browns are where it's at.
So can you help clarify for me, because I'm not as up to speed on this as my partner is here, but explain kind of your stance, because you have some issues, some problems with Cleveland, but not the Browns. But let's clarify, and also how do – well, I won't ask how Nathan fits in this because you guys are like brothers, but how does it affect me?
It doesn't really affect anyone besides me. It's just I wanted a city. Normally when I come out into the WWE, into the arena, they announce me from Cleveland, Ohio, which is where I was from. But for the past, I would say, 13, 14 years, I've lived in Hollywood. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I'm starting to realize how important it is to really the city that you live in and the city that you want to be and where you want to be is what needs to represent you. And I feel like I'm more represented in Hollywood than I am in Cleveland.
And you know what I like about the fact that this current reign came about due to your intelligence. You manipulated the rules of a battle royal by sliding out under the rope as opposed to going over the top of it and kind of lurked like a snake in the grass, you might say, until the time was right for you to go action, hop in there and win the Intercontinental title. Genius, really.
Yeah, whether you love it or whether you hate it, it doesn't matter. It got people talking. I mean, it's still being talked about to this day. As soon as I win the Intercontinental Championship, it brings relevance to that title because it's not just the people in the ring that are talking about the Intercontinental title. It's everyone around the world. Like, I've been doing interviews nonstop all day, every day. I mean, you talk about the LA Weekly, Hollywood Reporter, Variety. Everyone wants a piece of the Intercontinental Champion now. Now, were people talking about the Intercontinental title before that? Absolutely not. No. Only people in the wrestling world. What I want to do is bring it worldwide relevance, the relevance that it absolutely needs. It's the Intercontinental title. You're the champion of every single continent. So it's one of those titles that I truly, truly enjoy having. And I'm a champion. What can I say?
All right. No, and Miz, again, the most important thing from our standpoint and being very selfish here is that you're still connected to the Browns, to us, this show. None of that changes despite your Hollywood status, because obviously this is not, you know, Hollywood Daily driven by Liberty Ford. It's Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford, and Cleveland's still in that name. So we are, and politically here, you know, it's a slippery slope
because we don't want people to
hate us if they think that we're supporting someone who hates Cleveland.
No, I would never hate Cleveland. I don't hate Cleveland. If you read my letter, which I wrote a letter. You know, I saw that LeBron James wrote a really nice letter, and I was like, you know what, I'll write a really nice letter basically saying how LeBron said he's coming home. Well, I said, I'm coming home, but I'm going home to Los Angeles. He's coming home to Cleveland. Anyway, with the Cleveland Browns, I'm still watching, still learning, still seeing. I can't wait for training camp. You know, I can't wait for all the noise to start talking and can't wait to see all the articles that happen out of training camp. So it's going to be a very interesting one.
It's going to be a lot of fun, yeah.
Right, oh, man, a lot of people have been talking about how I saw John Gruden, by the way, in Tampa.
Oh, yeah?
And I was chatting with him, and I said, listen, what do you think of the quarterback pool? And he says, dude, Johnny Manziel is the man. Give this guy 2 years, and he's going to be incredible. He's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I started grilling him on all the rookie quarterbacks, and he seemed the highest on Johnny Manziel. He loves Derek Carr, and so it was fun to listen to him and hear his insights on exactly what's going on. I mean, he says this, if they get him enough weapons, he's like, I mean, who's the guy going to pass to, you know? And if they find him some weapons, he's going to be able to really do some damage. He thinks he's been pro Manziel.
Hey, do you want to play a little fact or fiction with us?
Sure.
All right. Our producer, Jason Gibbs. Jason, let's fire it up.
Fact or fiction?
All right, guys, on this celebrity edition of Fact or Fiction.
I like it.
Question number one today. Paul Kruger will be the most improved linebacker on the Browns this season. Fact or fiction?
Let's go first.
All right, Mike, you're up.
I'm going to go with, I think Paul Kruger is, when you think of improved, he didn't have the best season last year. Obviously, he's going to improve, but I think Mingo's going to be the best on D to be out there. I think he's going to start really tearing it up.
I hope he does. I think we need to see a lot of improvement from Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo this year. I'm going to say fiction as well, and I'm going to go with Jabal Sheard. And the reason I'm going to say this is because Jabal Sheard, I think, is going to go from 5.5 sacks last year to 12 or more this season, and I think he's going to make that leap to the point where you're talking about him as a Pro Bowler, potential All-Pro. I think Jabal Sheard is going to blow up in 2014.
I'm going to say fact, and I think part of why I say fact, besides the drive that I think Paul's going to bring to it, he's gotten himself in better condition. He's dropped some weight to be a quicker player. He's being coached differently to not be as hesitant when he goes in or make the O-lineman commit. He's being more aggressive. And for the reasons that you guys mentioned, both in terms of Mingo and Sheard, I think their better performance will help Kruger.
Fact or fiction?
Question number two today, guys. Fact or fiction? The leader of this year's Browns defense will be Joe Hayden.
What do you think, Miz?
I think there's going to be a bunch of people being the leaders this year. I think Joe Hayden will be there. I think Whitner is actually going to come in there, and I think Dansby is going to come in there, and I think they're all going to really try to be lead this team and try to give them that new winning mentality that I think the team wants or Patton wants them to come in.
You know, I agree with that. I don't know that I think Joe Hayden signing that big extension, he's the face of the franchise in many ways on the defensive side of the ball, if not the entire team for a long time. But I think when you have a guy like Dante Whitner come in, who's been to three straight NFC Championship games, one Super Bowl, the fact that he's coming home, he's a veteran, he knows what it takes to win in this league. Carlos Dansby as well, not a quiet man, very vociferous on the field and a leader. I think you're right, Mike. I think there's going to be kind of a three-headed monster on this defense of leaders, and I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think you're going to get kind of the attitude, the will imposed from Dante Whitner, the physicality from Dante Whitner, and then I think Joe Hayden, obviously one of the best corners in the game, and Carlos Dansby going to be phenomenal for this team, controlling it kind of at that second level. I agree. I don't think there is one leader of the defense, and if I had to say one, I might say Whitner.
I'm going to say Carl. I will go with one. I'll say false on Joe Hayden, and I'm going to say it's Carlos Dansby. I think he is steadily putting himself in that position. I agree that maybe Whitner a little more vocal with what he does, but there's something about Dansby that kind of captivates everybody, just his whole approach,
especially
and style.
Kevin.
And yeah, especially our staff writer, Kevin Jones. But he's got this whole special diet thing going on. I think he's showing at 32 from what a professional athlete needs to do to have longevity.
Fact or fiction?
Question number three, guys. After two preseason games, Mike Pettine will announce that Brian Hoyer will be the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh on September 7th.
I think that's false. I think it's going to go all the way down to the wire, and they're going to let them play all the way throughout and see who can be the better quarterback.
And who do you think will be the better quarterback? Who do you think starts against Pittsburgh?
I think it's going to be Hoyer is going to start for the first couple of games. If he does well, I think he's going to stay. I think after the break, or not our break, but our
bye.
Yeah, after our bye, I think if they need to reevaluate, then they'll reevaluate. We have a tough schedule those first couple games.
Yeah, I think right now the short time table that he's put in place, he does want to announce it by the third preseason game. I think Brian Hoyer will get to start the season. I thought it was interesting, Mike, that you talked about speaking to John Gruden, who likes Manziel more than any quarterback in this class, yet he said in 2 years he's going to be great. I think there is some time, some seasoning, and kind of the accelerated timetable could make it tough. But listen, Johnny Manziel has overcome the odds often in his life and could wow you out there and end up taking it away. But right now, I'll say fact, I think it will be Brian Hoyer.
I'm going to make it three on this fact that I do think it'll be Brian Hoyer because of the obvious reasons. He's the most ready to start, and I don't think between now and that third preseason game, even though I'm open to seeing it change, I don't think that's going to change dramatically. What I do hope to see, though, is that Johnny Manziel looks ready enough to be one heartbeat, one snap away to play. Because in this game, and just use last season as an example, the likelihood of that is better than not.
Fact or fiction?
Final question today, guys. If you had to name a top player on the Browns roster, it would be Josh Gordon.
Offensive side, absolutely. But the only problem is he's not going to be playing this season. So he's not going to be that top player. I think Jordan Cameron's going to have a breakout season throughout the entire season rather than last year only having a half.
All right, so I'm going to say it would be Josh Gordon to me, the most talented player on this team, in this organization, if not maybe the league. But as Mike pointed out astutely, likelihood was we're going to find out in a week's time that he's not going to be available for this team. So I would go with the top player being Joe Hayden because of the position he plays, the consistency he's brought, and what he will have to do in this defense, which I think will allow him to thrive as that man-to-man corner.
Josh Gordon, flat out the most talented player on the team, but putting that asterisk there, then I think we of a player who isn't there to play or available to play, at least at the outset of the season at the minimum, Joe Hayden is that next guy, is that most talented player at the spot he plays. And I'm a big – I love that you mentioned Jordan Cameron. I had him in my top three, Miz. So we're along the same lines of thinking on that.
Geniuses one. Coming exactly. Together here. Mike, always a pleasure. We look forward to having the Miz as a part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on the regular throughout this season. You can watch him on WWE SmackDown tomorrow night. And he is, folks, your intercontinental champion. So if you happen to run into him, show him the proper respect.
Later, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
all
it.
All right. Miz. That is the Miz thank out you. In Hollywood, where he reminds us that it is 75 and sunny. Thank you very much for that. All right. Notorious, we only have to do one more radio show before training camp.
Before it gets real.
When it gets real.
It's going to get real on Saturday. Yes, one more tomorrow, and a good one, because Jim Donovan is going to be part of the show. You got to have the voice of the Browns setting things up for camp, and Solomon Wilcots will be with us from NFL Network and CBS Sports. Want to thank Kevin Jones for being part of today's show. Did a wonderful spot, and Kevin, of course, a weekly guest on this show. And the Miz, we thank him for sure for the Intercontinental Champ for
and
his wisdom and insight. And yes,
and the press.
You can't
Alex
forget
Shiner.
Alex Shiner
no.
for being on this game. Save the best for last. Thank you for saving me on that. And our producer, Jason Gibbs, he's the best for last.
That's right.
Thank you, Jason, for all your wonderful work so far this week.
Don't forget
it's a short
tonight.
Week for you.
Don't forget tonight, 7 p.m., Channel 3. The Cleveland Browns training camp preview special. It will be live at 7 p.m. on WKYC.
Nate Dogg.
And if you miss the show or are out of the area, you can get it after the fact on clevelandbrowns.com.
Great content on that. All right. Julian Gerard are next. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you have been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.